What is the best way to discourage hunters from harvesting female mountain goats? The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee pondered that question at a meeting last week. The committee considered a mandatory quiz for hunters that would educate them about the toll harvesting nannies takes on goat populations. But the group wondered if a quiz would get through to hunters who don't take nannies by accident, but on purpose. This is how mountain goat hunting is regulated in the Haines area. Fish and Game takes a survey of goat populations. For every 100 adults they count, they assign 6 points. When a hunter takes a male goat, that's 1 point down. When a female goat is harvested, that's 2 points. So if hunters take nannies, the harvest goes faster and it leaves less opportunity for other hunters. But it also significantly impacts the goats, says Fish and Game area biologist Carl Koch.
If you kill a female, you also take away all the offspring that they're going to have. And loss of too many females can negatively impact the population.
Koch gave an example of the Tokchinook Range goat harvest. In 2013 and 14, more than 50% of the goats harvested in that area were female. Koch said after that, the goat count decreased. Haines resident and hunting guide Al Gilliam brought up the issue to the committee, asking them to consider some action.
You know, there's a lot of people that are simply going to make a mistake and shoot a nanny. And I don't think they should be penalized and lose their goat and lose their, you know, it's a lot of work to go get a goat. All right, but at the same time, there should be a certain amount of responsibility.
Koch mentioned a few things that Fish and Game does in other areas to discourage taking nannies. In one game management subunit near Sitka, the biologist assigns a certain number of points, but as soon as someone takes a nanny, he closes the harvest. In the Valdez and Cordova area, Fish and Game requires each hunter to take a goat quiz at least once.
They would have to learn some goat biology and some of the rationale for leaning toward harvesting males.
The quiz could also help hunters learn to distinguish between nannies and billies, which is more tricky than, say, distinguishing between a cow or bull moose. Fish and Game biologist Kevin White was also on the line from Juneau. He told the committee about a post-hunt survey they did asking hunters around the state a range of questions, including why they harvested nannies.
One of the key findings that we found a little bit disheartening was that of the hunters that shot females, 40% of those hunters did that knowingly. So, for example, they knew that the animal was a female and they decided to take the shot anyways.
White said some of the reasons people gave for purposely taking nannies was the fact that they were subsistence hunting or they thought nannies taste better. He said the educational quiz might not be able to reach that 40% of people who took the shot knowing they were aiming at a female goat. Advisory committee member Kip Kermoyan agreed.
And if most of these guys and gals that were questioned knowingly shot a nanny, it seems all the education in the world isn't going to make a difference.
Gilliam said he's seen goat hunting turn into more of a race in recent years, which could contribute to careless decisions.
I just kind of wanted to bring this to people's attention as a point of discussion before the next cycle comes up so people can just start thinking about it and realize that we do have a situation here that may become a problem.
The committee didn't take any action at the meeting, but Chair Tim McDonough said he thinks they'll explore the options and come up with some direction to help discourage harvesting nannies by next hunting season. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.